didn't know how I was going to move here. Yeah. I just knew it was going to happen. Definitely. Okay. When I moved back to my townhouse after I got kicked out, I kept my bags packed. Like, I didn't even unpack. I had so much faith that I was about to move to Atlanta. I'm like, I'm not unpacking. I'm not getting comfortable because I know I'm about to move. Even if you don't know how you're going to move, just show God that I have so much faith that I'm willing to prepare now.
If you're looking for an apartment on your own, just being critical and thinking about the things ahead. So make sure that you're being mindful of where you're moving to and asking a ton of questions, so that way you're making sure that you're getting the best out of the decision that you're making.
I feel like by placing yourself in new environments is going to force you to grow so much. I honestly contribute like a lot of the growth that I have had due just to the location that I'm in. So much stuff happened that I feel like it may not have happened if I stayed in my hometown.
I know you're not talking, bro. Both of y'all. Y'all was rubbing y'all crusty toes. Distracted me yesterday's episode.
Well, you shouldn't be distracted by toes.
Right.
Well, I can't help it if I hear sound like two crickets going.
You just mad because your legs didn't reach.
No.
Your legs is like right here.
Exactly. Y'all need legs because I reach shit.
Her legs is right here.
Not too much
on my legs. It still didn't reach.
It could not reach.
Why are y'all making fun of my legs?
Yo, you gotta sink down in the chair in order to get your legs to reach.
Y'all need to have little legs.
Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Travion.
And I'm Yane.
Oh, hey y'all, I'm Jada.
Jada, why are you?
Why she just have a delay?
Why you acting brand new, bro? We just recorded 5 episodes yesterday.
No, because then I was thinking. Nothing.
What were you thinking about?
Never mind. Okay, let's keep going.
Anyways, today we're going to be talking about moving out in your 20s. Now, everybody on this couch, or not you, but me and Yanni, we were downplaying moving out. You were downplaying.
No, I'm trying to explain it.
Because you were like, I haven't moved, gotten an apartment yet. And it's like, you moved away from home, though.
I wasn't downplaying it. I was just, you guys were saying... I was not downplaying it, bro. You guys are just making it seem like something when I brought up the topic, so I was just saying that, but I think it's still a big thing.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Cool. Okay.
I moved out as a teen, though.
Huh?
I moved out as a teen.
You moved here when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Period.
Doing a big one. I was 20.
I was 19.
No, I was 19. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was 20 last year.
Well... I started going to school out here at 18, but I didn't have an actual place of my own until I was 19.
Yeah. Okay. So, you want to start?
What's the question?
Oh, I had a question. I said
that. Go ahead.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead, beloved.
What?
Never mind.
What's the question? Come on. What is it?
Go ahead.
Never mind, because I was thinking of something else. I had a question for our other episode, but then I just realized.
She got a lock in?
Jada not locked in right now.
But anyways, no, I remember I didn't have a question. Okay, I was going to ask.
Yo.
Oh man, y'all didn't eat today, but what is the reason? Okay, my question is, what's the story behind like why you even came out here?
Okay. Story on why. Well, first of all, y'all already know I was going back and forth from North Carolina. So y'all, I'm from Maryland, but 2022, at the end of 2022, I moved to North Carolina with my grandma. And then in 2023, I moved to Atlanta by myself. So we had started our podcast around the time I was getting settled in North Carolina. And I was just moving. I was going back and forth. So every time we had to record, I would drive all the way out here, which is about like a 4.5 hour drive, depending on traffic. And I think it was about 3 or 4 hour drive. And I would just come out here and go back to North Carolina, sometimes going back at midnight. And I'm just like, I can't keep doing this. And also, I always wanted to move out here. Like, when I was in high school, every year since my freshman year of high school, I came to Atlanta. Me and my brother would come and visit Atlanta.
Yeah.
So it was like a routine for us every year. So I don't know. I always wanted to move here. And then, you know, the podcast come. I'm coming out here a lot. And then I saw, I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to make some shake. Like, I got to move to Atlanta. And I remember around the time I was, around the time I wanted to move out here, I was trying to find an apartment. Me and Jada were we're roommates now, but at the time we were trying to find somewhere where we could stay. And bro, when I tell y'all, I was so stressed. I was trying to find places, bro. Like, I'm looking at, you know, the reviews. I'm, you know, just calculating everything. And
you was looking at them real, real nice apartments.
No, for real.
Because y'all said I want the best of the best for my friends.
No, for real.
Because the ones that weren't the best of the best, they was talking about roaches and rats in the reviews.
You was trying to get a high rise.
I definitely was.
Worth she was. Six figures.
I was. And you were too, so don't talk about me.
We're talking about you right now.
So then eventually I guess I gave it to God and I kind of gave up. And then next thing you know, like a few weeks later, a mutual of ours was like, you know, I'm opening up. I'm getting real estate, and if you know anybody that wants to stay, let me know. And then that's when me and Jaden moved in. But the reason why I moved out here is for more opportunities. I feel like it's good to expand from where you are, kind of step mm-hmm. out. I lived in Maryland my whole life, you know, in North Carolina.
Baltimore.
Silver Spring.
Basically Baltimore.
Silver Spring.
That's right around the corner.
Right. That's like, right, bro, down the street.
Let's not do this because Baltimore has their own culture, bro. I don't talk like that's a Baltimorean.
You do.
You used to, no, though. And you do be saying words.
No,
like, some of the words that you say be like to do. Yeah, and they be like, slipping
I
out.
Literally don't do that.
You like YouTube.
I don't do that.
Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs. We got challenges. We got silent library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing? Go subscribe.
Go stand on business.
Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode. I literally know.
You said water yesterday.
All right. That was
why are we talking about the past? That was yesterday.
But it's okay.
But anyways, yeah, the reason why I moved out here, more opportunities. There's nothing in North Carolina for me, nothing in Maryland for me. Everything was here. Podcasts, my clients are here. Everything is here. So that's why and how I moved out here.
For sure. Y'all want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I had to get the hell up out of Dodge. That was simple as that. Ain't nothing in Delaware, ain't nothing in Jersey. So I had to move here because it was just basically, like you said, it's more opportunities. My clients was already out here. My clients was out here in L.A. So it was like I just wanted to see what worked. And main thing, like I said, I had to get up out of Delaware because it wasn't really much for me there. And Delaware is just very small. People are talented out there, but everybody be trying to get out of there. So I would say it's kind of like any other hood or state or place that you're trying to.
I was about to say, you from the hood?
Bro, I literally lived in Jersey.
You're the least hood person I know.
Yeah, that's a lie. Because Yanni, you're the least hood person because
I'm not from the hood. So
I know, and I never said I was, but I lived in there. I never said I was, though.
I'm not supposed to be hood. I'm not from the
hood. You sitting here looking at the blinds and you hear gunshots and you like, ooh, who's that?
Yanni love running towards gunshots.
She love running towards gunshots and Bible blickies. That's your favorite thing. Anyways, back to this conversation. I lived in Jersey. I lived in the hood, but I'm not of the hood. That's what I'm saying. I never said I was sitting there shooting up a bang, bang, bang. Like,
oh, we know.
I don't sell cocaine and stuff.
That's a good thing, though. Is crazy.
Yeah. And so I think at first I never wanted to move from Jersey, but I think that was very beneficial in the ending after looking back at it, because I just felt as though I wouldn't end up where I was today. And then Delaware, it was just I was sitting in them four walls in the room and it wasn't nothing there. So I had to just really move out and find a way. Now, when I first graduated, I wanted to move out right away. And my mom was like, slow it down. And I was like, nah, I'm trying to go. And she was like, slow it down. And so, yeah, that's what I did. I waited a year before I moved. And then when I was 19, February 2023, I had moved out here. And then things just started elevating for me. So that's pretty much my story.
Period.
What about you?
So for me, getting an actual place out here was not even planned. It was just like a shoot. Well, I'm out here. I was going to Clark Atlanta, but still after the semester would end, I would just go back home. I was staying in the dorm, of course, on campus. But yeah, once the semester was done, I would just go back home and stay in Houston. But then going into spring semester of my sophomore year, I did not have no money to keep going to school.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Actually, before the year even ended, I didn't have money. I don't even know why I was still able to eat food and go to classes, because I was like, I think my account my balance for the school was like in the negatives or whatever. Mm. But one day, one of my friends came up to me, one of my close friends. He came up to me. And he was like, "You don't got no money for school. I don't got no money for school. Let's drop out together." Mm-hmm. Like, you want to drop out of school? And I was like, sure. Like, why not? Mm-hmm. Like, what else I'm going to do? So I dropped out. And so then we hit up our friend Kiara. And because she was going back home for the holidays, but she had an apartment in Atlanta. So we were like, can we use your room for a month? And we just sleep in there. And then once like the holidays are over and you come back, we're going to be going. We're going to find a place in a month. And so I was not trying to go back to Texas. I was like, if I'm dropping out, I'm not going back to Houston. I was like, I have to stay in Atlanta because I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And so I spent a whole month doing Uber and like DoorDash. And then also I was like, well, this is my chance to start being like a real business owner. So I like was going around to all these high schools telling these schools like, hey, I'm a fashion designer. I'm doing prom dresses. Like, tell your students I'm giving away a free prom dress and they could like win a prom dress, or they could get a chance to win a prom dress if they promote my work on their Instagram. And so I had a bunch of people do that, and I ended up getting about like 15 prom clients. So then I had that on top of Uber money and all that, I had enough money to stay in Atlanta, and I've been here ever since.
I have a question. How do you drop out? Do you like just tell them I'm not going no more, or you just stop going?
I actually just found out you're supposed to tell them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my friend just told me
so that. You just stop going?
Yeah, I just stopped. Oh my god, it was so funny because we had like finals, and I've never like had bad grades in school, but I'm not gonna lie, in college when I had them 8 a.m. classes, I was failing those. Like, it was so hard to get up for those. And so I remember I had, I think it was maybe psychology or something. That's like an 8 a.m. class or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had for the final, we were doing a group project. And I remember once I realized I was dropping out, I remember I went to go meet with my group. I said, I'm not going to lie, y'all, I'm not doing this project. I said, I'm not even coming back to class. Yeah. Yo. I was like, I'm not doing this final. I'm not coming back to class. I was like, I'm dropping out. Mm. And they were just like, okay, then. And so, yeah, I just stopped coming. But it was like probably the last month of school.
So do you still owe, like, for, mm-hmm. say, like, you're going, they say, like, you enroll and you have to go for 4 years, but you only go for 2 years. Do you still have to owe for those other two that you're not going to?
Oh, no. You only pay for current semester. So not even like the whole year.
Okay.
I don't think it was set up like that. I was paying out of pocket, but I still had financial aid. So it was like $5,000 if out of pocket. And so, yeah, you only pay for that current semester. Okay. But if I wanted to go back to school, I would have to pay off that money first. Oh, and so, okay. I feel like, me actually getting a place out here was just like, well, shoot, like,
yeah,
I got to do this. But it's funny because I talk to some people and they feel like, oh, I have to do all this preparation and all this planning in order to like move to a new city or move to a new state, which sometimes, yes, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But I also think sometimes if you just do stuff, it can work out. Like, you mm-hmm. don't have to overly prepare, like, oh, I have to like have a million things together. But also during that time, it was a lot easier to move. Me and my friend, we got an apartment in the hood. It was renovated hood, you know, but it was still in the least hood.
It was suburban.
But yeah, we was paying like $800 a month total for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. It was pretty spacious. And so y'all was only paying like $400 a person.
That's not bad.
Ooh. At all.
I got a question for y'all. So would y'all say y'all, how has y'all experience been so far living on y'all own in Atlanta specifically? Like, is it what y'all expected? Is it like worse than y'all expected or?
First thing I'll say is I know for a fact Atlanta. Okay, so when before I moved to Atlanta, I'm just thinking everybody just always linking up outside every day. It is not like that. And one thing
people
I just like,
people do be outside though.
People do be outside, but I be inside.
Yeah, you be inside, but people out in Atlanta.
Okay,
be
but
outside.
This is the prime thing that I noticed though. Like, I used to, when I come out here, I would just randomly come out here and be like, "Oh, I'm in Atlanta," and thinking people would be like, "Oh yeah, let's link up." But now when I live in Atlanta and people be like, "Oh, I'm in Atlanta," I'd be like, "Okay, like what you mean? I don't care."
That's real.
Like I got stuff to do. Like people actually got work. But I also noticed that there's other people out here that just don't got no jobs, but they're always outside. They're always doing something in Atlanta. So I don't know where people get they money out from.
Everybody in Atlanta entrepreneur, bro.
At this point, it's basically Black Hollywood.
Everybody in Atlanta, like nobody has a job out here.
And bro, I just feel like everybody moves as if they're somebody, like. Even if they're not doing nothing, they just move as if they're somebody.
Bro, yes. Oh, my gosh. I remember I met this girl. I guess she was an influencer. And I was just trying to network, get to know her, because I thought she was pretty. And she was with a friend. And I was like, so what do you do? And her and the friend just, like, bust out laughing. And then the friend was like, she a celebrity. And I'm like, okay, so what do you do? And she was like, "I'll give you my Instagram." And I just like,
that's basically her saying, "Google me."
Like, girl, I don't know who you are. I'm trying to network. Like, you're not a celebrity to me.
I never experienced that. Like, I never, even me meeting like people that like a lot of people look up to and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even me meeting them, they was mad humble. So I don't think I ever had that experience.
That's probably like one of the few times I've had that happen.
Okay.
I was just like, what the heck?
Yeah,
but people do be thinking very highly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you say your experience is not what you expected, because you thought everybody would be linking outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't really know what I expected, to be honest. Maybe I did expect things to be easy, but I guess getting on my feet was really hard at first, because I was like new to living on my own, like, and like I said, none of it was planned, so everything was just new to me. Like, oh, now I'm like paying for real bills. Like, I had a roommate, so like I'm living with somebody outside of my family member, which was actually really fun. Like, that was really fun. But I don't think I had any expectations. My thought process with living in Atlanta was, it's either here or go home, and I'm not going home.
Yeah.
So I got to figure this out. But, yeah, I never really had any expectations as far as, like, living out here. I was outside when I first moved out here. I was outside
and
all
the time.
You
still be trying to be outside.
Bro, I be inside, honestly. But I was outside all the time. So I'll say some things. Oh, well, actually, some things that were what I expected. I'll say one thing that was exactly how I expected it to be. Growing up in my house, we were like the house that always hosted things, always hosted parties, always hosted like gatherings and stuff like that. So I just always expected that would be something that I did when I got a place. And so that's what it was, especially like my roommate, like he was the same way. So we always threw like game nights, like we'll cook for our friends, like just do like bring people together. So that was really fun. That's something I really, really loved. But
yeah, that's real.
Yeah, so that was like something I expected to happen, like while living out here, that, I mean, happened. But everything else, it was all new. So I was just really figuring it out as I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say for me, Yes. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. So for the no part, I definitely thought I would be going to networking events more. Mm-hmm. And I don't go to any, honestly. I was like barely, but I don't go to any.
Yeah.
But unless it's something like, you know, like Podcast Summit or Invest Fest. But I don't really.
Those be the only.
Yeah. I don't really going to networking events. And I definitely thought I was going to be that girl that's like in them rooms. And I was. When it's crazy because when I was visiting, I was, mm-hmm. but now that I'm here, I'm not. Like, that's so backwards.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that and then something I did expect that's happening is me learning, being forced to be even more independent. So, being forced to, like, I have to manage my money even better now because, like, bills have to get paid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And just being more established, you know, because now I'm out here in a whole new state. Don't got no family out here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I have to be responsible. I have to figure stuff out quicker, like problems. It's like, okay, I got to figure this out. Because like you said, got to figure out because I'm not going back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Definitely making the right decisions because I know I'm not going back home. And so with that being said, it's just doing the things that's necessary. So getting your car checkups or getting maintenance on your car because you need your car in order to get from A to B.
That.
Oh, we know.
It's like, nah, I was so used to my dad doing that. So I was like, oh, I have to take my car to a shop?
But
it's little stuff like that.
Yeah, it is little stuff like that because I was the same way. Like, I'm used to my mom, like, oh, I'll just grab it for you. But now it's like, nah, you out on your own. So you got to make sure that your car is right. You got to make sure that you go to that doctor's appointment, that you up early.
I was just about to say
that too. All of that urgent care. I didn't even know what that was until like got out here. And that's when I had like times when I got sick out here and stuff. Like, I had to get my own medicine and all of that. So definitely being out here alone, those are all the things and the things that you have to factor in because it's just very different. One thing that was different for me is between like Jersey and Delaware. Jersey, you don't have to pump your own gas. Delaware, you do. And
y'all,
you know,
spoiled.
More upstate, like more down south, like you got to pump your own gas.
I
but
like everybody down south pump their
gas. But Jersey, you don't have to. You don't have to pump your gas. So Delaware kind of prepared me for that. But one thing that I do notice a difference in between like Jersey and Delaware and down here is people speak and stuff like when you're walking on the street and stuff.
Oh,
whereas
yeah.
Jersey and like up north, it's like people don't really speak. Like if you're staring too long, people look at you crazy. Like, what are you looking at? Or like, you know, start bucking and stuff like that. So that was like a culture shock, I would say.
Yeah, same for me. So what's one practical step y'all can get for people who want to move? Whether that be to another state, roommate with somebody, just move out of their parents' house?
I would say definitely when it comes to having a roommate, making sure that you read the person and you spend enough time with them in order to get to know who they are. Don't just be in that what is that? I don't know what you would call it for a friend, but basically the phase where the honeymoon phase, in a sense, but like for friendship, the phase where everything is good, y'all on the same page and all of that stuff. You haven't really been to their house and stuff. Making sure that the rules or not rules, but both of y'all boundaries are clear on like what is required in moving in together. Do y'all want separate bathrooms? Do y'all want the same bathroom? If y'all have the same bathroom, are y'all both gonna take turns like cleaning it up and stuff like that, washing dishes, all of that stuff? Even the main thing, because I've recently have been watching this show called Grown-ish, and it's with Haley Bailey, Chloe Bailey, and like a few other people, Trevor Jackson and stuff. And I realized that their lifestyles in the show is kind of like our lifestyles as young adults. We're just entrepreneurs there in college. And one thing that I realized is as they were having roommates, they were having this problem about like having friends over and different people being invited into their house. So those are all of the things that you got to consider when moving in. Is this person somebody who likes to invite a bunch of people over, or are you cool with that? Or are you the same kind of person? So making sure that you communicate with the roommate like what you want and reading who they are before just moving in with them and signing a lease.
That's real. That's a really good advice.
No, yeah,
for sure. You could go.
Okay. A practical step. I would say, and this is something I'm working, that's after you move out. Okay, I would say definitely have a plan. There's nothing wrong with having a plan. Don't try to plan every single detail, though. Like, it's some stuff that I just had to do after I moved here. Like, mm-hmm. moving my tags and stuff like that.
Mm, yeah.
That just happened after. I'm like, that yeah. that can wait.
Will you change yours?
Not to here, but I've changed it to North Carolina.
Okay.
But it's like little stuff like that. That can happen after. But I still had a plan on, like, okay, this is my goal on when I want to move. You know what I'm saying? These are potential areas I would like to move to. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to do my research on, like, you know, roommate etiquette, like you said.
Yeah.
And just being prepared. I feel like even if you don't, you know how you're going to move, just show God that, you know, I have so much faith that I'm willing to prepare now. Like, I remember before I moved, I had moved with my aunt, and then I got kicked out, right? And then I remember when I moved back to my townhouse, I got so discouraged because I'm like, dang, like, I thought I was making some progress. And I was like, you know what? No, like, I know that the storm always happens before the sun comes out. So I'm like, this is just a sign that I'm about to move to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was just praying every day. I was fasting. I was making plans. I was on my Pinterest making vision boards. Like, I had so much faith that I didn't know how I was going to move here. Mm-hmm. I just knew it was going to happen. Okay. And literally to the point where when I moved back to my house in town, when I moved back to, my townhouse after I got kicked out, I kept my bags packed. Like, I didn't even unpack. I had so much faith that I was about to move to Atlanta. I'm like, I'm not unpacking. I'm not getting comfortable because I know I'm about to move.
Yeah.
So that was me showing God that I have so much faith that I'm willing to prepare now because I know you're going to take me there. I don't know how, sure. when, where, what, but I know it's going to happen. So I would just say prepare and plan.
Yeah.
That's good. And I agree with the having faith thing. Even when at one point, I think when I was coming out here, like, fall semester, I didn't have a dorm yet, and I didn't know what to do. If I would have stayed home in Texas, like, I could have risked, like, just ended up, I could have risked the chance to, like, end up just staying home for, like, a whole semester or something. But mom was like, just go out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't got a place to stay. She was like, when you get out there, you'll have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. And it took, like, the whole entire day. Like, I got there in the morning. But by 8 o'clock at night, they found me a place to stay. But my mom was like, just have faith. Like, you'll have a place when you get to Atlanta. But so I agree with that. But I'll say another practical step. You have to – I don't want this to sound like like contradicting because I just talked about faith, but you do have to be like realistic with your first apartment or home that you stay in, because I feel like so much happens in your first place, especially depending on where you are, you know, financially. So much can happen. Even like it could be like a point to where you say you're having a bunch of car issues or I don't know, just random life things that come up as an adult. It's going to come up and you want to make sure that whatever your bills are, it doesn't matter how bad things get, you're able to like continue to pay for those things. And so I would say when picking out a place, make sure it's something that you feel like realistically, I know at the bare minimum, I could make this amount every month, you know?
Yeah.
And so I would say that would be my last little piece of advice for sure.
That would have been a lesson I learned if I moved to one of them high rise apartments.
Not for real. And so even for me, I've been like staying with my godparents. So if you are moving out, not just to Atlanta, but wherever it is you want to move to, Houston, LA, whatever popular place or whatever place that you just desire to be in, for whatever reason it may be, I know that if you're moving in with somebody, definitely you got to make it clear as to what your intentions are before moving there. Don't just come out there with no plan just moving in, because you don't want to become a burden. And when I say that, for me and my aspect, I'm blessed because my family, they don't see me as a burden, and I they see me like grinding and stuff. But some people, they do get tired at some point of you staying there, because you may say, oh, I need 6 months until I move out, and it may turn into a longer time period with that. And that was something for me. But you got to make sure that you're communicating with the people in that house. Make sure that you're not, when I say becoming a burden, making sure that you're not doing things that you wouldn't do, or leaving things for them to have to follow behind you or clean up behind you. So whether it's washing a dish, or whether it's making sure that for me at my godparents' house, they have a four-way driveway. And so I know that my aunt and my uncle, they leave out early. So what I do is I move whatever car is in the driveway. I typically move my uncle's car because he's the first one to leave out. So I move his car to the back of the driveway, and I'll put my car in the front. So that way he don't got to wake me up or go around looking for my keys. He can just pull out and go, doing things that won't create trouble or tension. So that way you're not causing problems, and it's now making you uncomfortable. It's making the people that live, that is their home, is making them uncomfortable. And if you're looking for an apartment on your own, just being critical and thinking about the things ahead. So things like renter's insurance, things like a security deposit when you do get an apartment. Also, if you're moving out of state, you definitely gonna have to go in person to see the place. I don't think it's very helpful to see things as far as like a virtual call and they're showing you the apartment that way, because they're going to show you what they want to show you. Don't just go with the what's the like apartment thing. Hold up. I think I got it.
What she's talking about.
The model apartment.
Yeah.
Like don't allow them to show you the model apartment. Ask them if you can see an actual unit, and that way you can see like what an actual unit at their apartment complex looks like. Ask questions. Different people that already live there, ask them how do they like this apartment. What do they like most about it? What are their dislikes? What are the pros and cons of living there? Don't be afraid to ask those questions, because this is something that you're investing in. You have to check around when you're going into these apartments. Check the plugs. Check under the cabinets. Check to see if there's any leakage in the apartments, because once you sign that lease, you're in debt to it until the lease is over or you want to break it. So you have to be mindful of where you're putting your money at and where you're going to be essentially living at for some time, whatever the lease lasts. So make sure that you're being mindful of where you're moving to and the asking a ton of questions, so that way you're making sure that you're getting the best out of the decision that you're making.
That's real.
Yes.
And just to say a little bit about the faith again real quick, I remember before I moved, I was literally writing it in my vision. I was writing it in my journal. I am going to move. I was writing in my journal. I made a whole vision board, and like, I didn't know how, but it still happened. And I don't know, I just feel so led to say that again, because I know like some people may feel like, oh, like that can never happen for me. But yes, it can. If you feel like it's in your heart, God is calling you to do it, then just have faith and it'll happen.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I wanted to touch on too. It's just, for the people who feel like they really do need to move, or you feel like you're supposed to be moving to another state or another city, whatever the case may be, definitely take that leap of faith and do it. I honestly feel like at some point everybody should experience living in another city, or just moving outside of a familiar or comfortable environment. Yep. I feel like by placing yourself in new environments is going to force you to grow so much. I honestly contribute like a lot of the growth that I have had due to the location that I'm in, because mm-hmm. I am in Atlanta, because of the people that I met in Atlanta. I got saved in Atlanta. Like, so mm-hmm. much stuff happened that I feel like it may not have happened if I stayed in my hometown. The friendships that I have now are some of my closest friendships that I wouldn't have had if I would have stayed back home. And so I feel like if you are nervous or apprehensive about going to a new city, new state, like, just take that leap of faith for sure. I honestly feel like, yes, there will be ups and downs, but I do feel like it'll be worth it.
Yeah, for sure. One thing, two things that I wanted to speak towards about faith, and then also something that you did really well when you were about to move, is that apartment that we had all went and seen. Mm-hmm. You seen it in the daytime, but then you also went nighttime to check like if the energy changed in that environment. So definitely that's something to be mindful of. And then as y'all talked about of faith, that's something that I was heavily on before I had moved out here. I had found a church that works for me. My church is virtual, but it works for me still, because I'm still able to, you know, connect with God, connect with people that's in those spaces, that is devoting their life to Christ and all of that stuff. So it's not to push that on you, but definitely just have that leap of faith and know that, like, whatever circumstances you go through when you move out, like, you're going to be fine. It's just really finding solutions to your problems while you're living on your own. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
I just want to add one more thing, and then I'm going to go to Make It Make Sense. All right. But what I want to add is, if you are older than us or younger than whatever age you are, and you feel like, oh dang, they all moved out and I'm not, don't feel bad. Everybody's timing is different. And even speaking to the person who lives in a healthy household where you're able to stay there, you don't feel led to move, you're, you know, you feel like you're thriving where you are, don't, if you feel like where you're at right now, if you're living with family and it's working for you, stay there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, stay there. Save your money up. Stack your money. You know what I'm saying? Work on your business. I think Alex.
He moved back with his parents.
Well, I know that Alex Hormozi said that he stayed in his mom's basement for a long time. Even when he was making millions, he still stayed with his mom and stacked his bread up. So, you know, it's different plans. Different people have different plans. So I just wanted to add that. But let's get into Make It Make Sense, where we give advice to young adults growing through life. Today's question is, how do you stick with something when you have so much doubt around it?
I'm thinking. Me too. How do you stick with something when there's a lot of doubt around it? I feel like you have to shut out the distractions. You have to shut out your circumstances. I feel like there's going to be doubt around dang near everything that we do. Like, if you're about to have a kid, you're going to have doubt around, dang, am I going to be a good parent? Am I going to be able to have this child and it be healthy? Or if you're starting a business, oh, this is something I really love to do, but, oh, what if it fails? And I think that, I think that there's going to be doubt around every single thing that we try in life, honestly. Even when it comes to God, it's like you are going to doubt sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you may be like, God, are you really real? Like, you know, so there's doubt around everything. I think doubt is a very normal feeling. But I guess it just comes down to pushing through the doubt. And I feel like that's easier said than done. But you have to really just kind of block out everything that's telling you, oh, something may not work out, something may not be true. And you just have to literally come down to having faith for real. Like, have faith that things will be okay, because it will. I feel like life is just a constant, like a revolving door of things coming up, maybe doubt coming up, and then you overcoming that thing, and then things work out. So, I would say don't focus so much though on your circumstances, and try and spend more time thinking about the positive outcome of the thing you want. So if it is starting that business, if it is moving somewhere, instead of focusing so much on like the doubt surrounding that thing, focus on the positive outcome. And, oh, okay, there's something I read in the book that I'm gonna say. I was reading this book and it said, isn't it crazy how, isn't it crazy how it's so easy for us to think about the worst possibilities that could happen? Like, if we're going through our day and we think about the worst things that could happen, we think about, dang, oh, this might go wrong today. Oh, my car may stop working today. But why don't we go through our days and just think about, oh, what's the best thing that could happen today? What are the best possibilities that could happen today? And so I feel like it just comes down to perspective. Like, how are you looking at things? How are you viewing things? And I feel like how you perceive things is going to be what helps you get over the doubt that's surrounding whatever you want to do.
That's good. That's really good. You can go.
Oh, okay. So one way that I would say in order to deal with doubt, if you have doubt, you're already making preconceived consumptions about like what it is that can't happen. And so you're already making decisions and you're already operating in a space that isn't going to allow you to make the decisions or have the outcome that's going to achieve what it is that you're trying to achieve. So if you have doubt around something, it's just breaking it down. What are you fearful of? What is it that's holding you back? What is it that is alleviating this energy and surrounding this energy that is causing you to think this way? So with the doubt, you have to break that down. You have to ask yourself those questions. Why am I afraid? Why am I doubting this? Is it because of people? Is it because of myself? Do I not trust myself to achieve this goal? Do I not believe that people will support me in this? Have I even taken the steps in order to make this decision, in order to move forward with it? Or sometimes you may have already acted on it and you may have doubt. So for example, I know something that you have mentioned before, Yanni, with like selling clothes.
Yeah.
So at first you didn't have like sales and stuff with your shirts. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that can cause doubt. And that goes back to asking why. Why do I have this doubt? And so when you have that doubt, you have to really continue to change your mindset and your perspective, because it's only going to allow you to operate from that one place. And so it's really just breaking it down and crushing that idea of why it can't happen for you. And it's kind of like, it's with anything. If you can't allow for a negative to be a main dominating factor in your life. One thing that Myron Golden had said that really helped me, he was talking about people making sales and why they don't make sales. If you can't explain your reasoning, if you can't make it clear as to why something will work, then it's already gonna fail. It's already gonna fail if you can't explain why it will work. If all you're coming up with is the ifs of why it won't work. So you have to give yourself data. You have to give yourself proven facts as to why it will work. It will work because I'm going to apply myself. It will work because I'm going to do whatever is necessary in order to make this thing happen. So, I would say doubt is really just, for me, it would be perspective. It would be mindset and just being able to break that down into chunks so that way you can get past that fear.
That's really good. I think both of y'all summed it up pretty well. I would say definitely looking at the root on why you have so much doubt. So a lot of the fruit we deal with, we put out a lot of the time we put so much focus on the fruit instead of the root. So doubt is just a root issue. So I would say look at the root of why you have so much doubt. Is it because you had experienced some losses in the past, or you give up a lot, you know, you don't finish what you start? Like, these could be root issues on why you have so much doubt. And two Miles Monroe quotes that came to my head is, I took notes, but I just remembered to go back. It says, the quality of your life depends on the quality of your decisions. And then he also said, if you don't like what you remember, create a new memory by making new decisions. So if you want to get over the issue of dealing with doubt, you're going to have to force yourself to do what's uncomfortable. That is the only way out. A lot of times we let the negative emotions stop us from doing what we have to do. No, we're human. We're going to deal with these negative emotions. But the thing is, we're supposed to keep pushing through. It's been a lot of times I felt like giving up. It's been a lot of times I didn't feel like working on my business. It's been a lot of times where I had doubt, but I kept pushing. Like, if you go back to some past episodes, I talked about it so many times. I am D1 in being a doubter, like, for real. But I didn't let it stop me, you know? And if I did let it stop me, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So I would say create a new memory by making your decisions. And this decisions you're making should be doing it even when you're doubting yourself.
Period.
Praise God.
Let them know where they can find.
Yes, you guys can find us at Growing Pains Pod on Instagram and TikTok. And, you know, you guys can also sow a little seed in us at our Cash App, $ Growing Pains Pod, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And y'all can follow me at Yanni Bratcher. I'm going to be dropping an ebook soon, so y'all can support that. Also, I'm starting to open up mentorship for people. I just finished mentoring somebody with their clothing brand. So if you want any clothing brand mentorship, definitely hit me up on my main Instagram. And y'all can support my clothing brand at Wise Label, Instagram and TikTok. And yeah.
For sure. And you can follow me at Rui Trevion. You'll find some creative photos. We got some shirts on the way. And you can follow my creative agency. If you ever need some graphics, make it a habit to get you some graphics at Rui T Made It. Let's get it.
Yes. And y'all can follow my main at I Am Jada Ellis. And I'm also relaunching my Jayo Jeans along with a mini collection very soon. So you can follow my couture fashion brand at JAELL Official.
We out. Let's go.
You guys. Bye, y'all.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.